Welcome to a special episode of New Tech People. Today I have a big announcement. Over the past 6 years, recruiting in Newcastle, I've come up against one competitor. One competitor more than anyone else. A competitor that I respect. A competitor that has the same philosophy as me around building long-term relationships and somebody who actually invests time in building the Newcastle tech community. She sponsored more tech events than anyone else and supplied more pizza to those tech events than anyone else in the Newcastle tech community for sure. Been a really good opportunity for me and for the New Tech People brand to unite under the New Tech People brand and be better together. I think what this will provide is more insights in the Newcastle tech community. It'll be providing more opportunities for the candidates that we work with and more opportunities for the clients that we work with to have greater insights into what's actually happening in the Newcastle tech community as a whole. So today I'd like to welcome on board Linda. Welcome.
Hello. Thank you. How good is this?
Very good. It's very exciting news. It's been a little bit in the works now, and
yeah.
I think I pitched this idea to you about 5 years ago.
When
I first went out.
You did. I wanted to hire you about 4 years ago as well.
Yes.
You remember you turning me down?
I think it went both ways, but now we're here. So exciting times for the both of us. So for those that might not know you, I think our communities overlap significantly. But for anyone that doesn't know you,
yep.
Give people a quick introduction on who you are.
Yeah. So I am Newcastle born and bred. I moved away from Newcastle in my early 20s and lived in Sydney and Melbourne for a while and came back with my family about 10 years ago. And I've been recruiting in the Newcastle market ever since, particularly mostly in technology.
10 years in recruitment in
yes.
Newcastle. You'd be one of the stayers. There's not too many people that will last that long. So it's an exciting time. You're obviously joining New Tech People and having you join as a director and helping shape and grow the angle on where we're going to take New Tech People. Do you have any insights, anything you'd like to share with the community on what you'd like to achieve?
I think, you know, I've been really impressed about what New Tech People have done with the platform that you provide. So I'd like us to find a way to grow that platform and put a spotlight on Newcastle and the amazing talent that we have in this market and also help our clients build their employer brands in the Newcastle market as well.
Yeah, I think both of us come across it from that perspective. Both of us, I think, have a marketing or advertising background as well to try to help companies and help Newcastle as a whole become a technology destination. I don't think we're naive enough to think we're the same size as Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane,
no.
But there's definitely an opportunity for Newcastle to grow as a technology destination.
Yeah, definitely. And I think, you know, we're the largest regional economy in Australia. And I think that, you know, the New South Wales government grants to help fund scale-ups and tech startups in the Newcastle region will certainly help with putting Newcastle on the map and creating a tech hub here.
Yeah, nice. And for what you've seen over, you've done recruitment in Newcastle as long as anyone else. What have you seen over the past years in the change?
I've seen a steady increase in, sort of larger organisations and growth in sort of, you know, local product companies. We've got some fantastic product companies here that have attracted a lot of investment from elsewhere in the world, which is very exciting for Newcastle as a region. I think the demand for talent's going to grow. I think, you know, obviously we've seen with COVID a slight decline, but we're starting to see a bit more activity pick up, and it's certainly going to change the way companies retain and attract talent because we're now operating in a global marketplace.
And that probably touches on one of the challenges for Newcastle, and that is we are competing now with talent capital cities and internationally with the rise in remote roles. That's a very real challenge for the Newcastle tech market. Do you see that continuing to grow?
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, prior to COVID, a lot of larger enterprises were going through some kind of digital transformation, whether that was improving their business processes and efficiencies or building new products for their customers. But during this time, I think it's forced a lot of those companies to speed up their digital transformation plans or even force some into a digital transformation. So I see this market continuing to grow.
Yeah, nice. So if you wind it back, Why technology? Why recruitment in technology?
I guess I've always worked with software engineers during my career. So one of my first real jobs was in advertising for Leo Burnett in Sydney, which was an amazing experience. And I worked alongside coders and web developers on large enterprise website developments, but also online marketing campaigns. So I got a real insight into the way that they work. I like being around creative people, and I just love technology. It's always changing, keeps me on my toes. You know, never keeps you stale. So,
no, yeah. I completely agree. It continues to change. There's new roles we're recruiting. It seems every couple of months, different types of roles and different types of skill sets, different titles even. That's exciting. And for those, give a little bit more insight into who you are. What do you like doing outside of work?
So I have a young family. So like everyone else during this time, I haven't been doing much at all. But I am looking forward to getting back into the AFL season with my daughter and soccer season with my son. So I'll be spending my weekends running around after them. I love to travel. I like good food. I read a lot. Nice. And spend time with friends and family.
That's really good. There's a lot of similarities. I think part of our discussions around joining up have been those similarities in your young families, enjoying good food, enjoying spending time with our families. I think there's a lot of similarities there, and we both have the same
work ethic
and desire to try to help build this Newcastle tech community. So I'm really excited about, you know, the growth of both Newcastle as a tech community and also new tech people as a part of that.
And, you know, let's try and attract new talent here. It's such a great place to live, as we know. And, you know, we've both sort of lived away outside of Newcastle and come back. So Newcastle has that boomerang effect, which is nice. So, let's do it.
Completely agree, and I'll actually give a quick props to Alan Spicer from GrowthWise. I spoke to him early days around, you know, a potential of something like this happening, and his advice was, if you'll be better together as opposed to a competitor, then it's a right move, and I have zero doubts that we will be better together and be able to provide a better service for the Newcastle tech community.
Well, we've both just taken our biggest competitor out of the market.
Yeah, so welcome aboard. Really exciting times for us. For the Newcastle tech community, I'm sure you'll see more of Linda on video and audio over the coming months as we continue to try to help shine a light on what's going on locally and help build this community together.
Awesome.
Welcome
aboard. Thank you.
Cheers.